Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
It used to be okay to smoke in teachers' lounges. It used to be okay in maternity wards. It was okay in sporting arenas, college campuses, and office spaces. But now that we understand the deadly dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So why is it okay that more than 30,000 Oklahomans are exposed to secondhand smoke at work every day? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's protect hardworking Oklahomans. Join the fight at stopswithme.com, a program of TSET.
I just made a huge deal with China. You farmers and ranchers, you're going to want to buy more land and bigger tractors. The deal is that good, this I can tell you. So I know they aren't making any more land, but they are making bigger tractors, and probably the best place in the world to get one is Great Plains Kubota. They're fantastic. It's a really good dealership, and I know that they'll make you the best deal on a new Kubota tractor. And don't forget, 10-year warranty. It's the best there is. In fact, it's the only one there is, and that's the truth. Go to gpkubota.com. It's that easy, and everybody knows it.
Well, some cash cattle interest did develop yesterday as the aggressive pressure in futures trade brought additional fears of further market losses and caused feeders to jump at early week bids. Asking prices expected to redevelop around $123 in our part of the country, $195 and higher dressed in the north. And the development of light trade at $119 to $120 is about $1 to $2 lower. Although total sales numbers are too light to set an accurate trend, without a major shift in futures prices or beef values, it's likely that a lower market trend will continue through the rest of the week. Widespread livestock market pressure sparked follow-through weakness yesterday in the hog futures trade. The potential to continue to erode prices lower through midweek may keep prices contained in the developing sideways trend. Although the general premise of strong demand support remains the focus following the trade deal with China and demand for pork long-term, continued concern of coronavirus, essentially keeping parts of China closed for business, is causing major uncertainty about the ability to increase short-term demand for pork within that country. Weakness at all three wheat exchanges following through on yesterday's poor performance, which saw Chicago settle down double digits. In the span of 2 weeks, Chicago wheat went from one of the strongest trending markets in the ag sector to a negative technical picture, arguing for additional downside. Some technicians are making the case for a head and shoulder reversal pattern, which would project weakness down to the $5 area basis March futures if confirmed. Lower corn prices overnight with March futures once again congregating around the $3.80 level. March futures have now traded the $3.80 level for 10 straight sessions and could remain tied to that level until March option expiration on February 21st. And the soy complex is weaker overnight, giving up early gains and putting the 7-session winning streak on the line in March soybeans. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, February live cattle down 122 and 119.07. The April was down 150 and 117.17. March feeder cattle down 102, 134.67. April down 80 cents at 136.72. April hogs down 85, 64.22. And the May's down 60 cents at 73.80. Kansas City wheat, March is down 4 1/4, 468 1/4. May was down 4 1/4 at 474 1/4. Chicago wheat, March down 10 cents, 542. May was down 7 1/2, 544. March corn down 2 cents, 379 3/4. May's down 2 1/4 at 384 1/4. March soybeans is up 1/2, 884 3/4. May's unchanged at 897 1/4. March cotton up 4 cents, 68.23. And May's unchanged at 68.74. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.